fraud emails and text messages trying to trick people to share personal details increased during the COVID-19 crisis. That's according to Gardaí, who are warning cyber criminals are now targeting staycationers looking to buy camper vans, boats and caravans online. Our reporter Cian McCormack has a story. Cian, first, an email you received sparked your interest in all of this. What happened?
Well, Brian, I received a random email. It claimed I had missed the delivery of a parcel at my home. The email looked official. It had a DPD-type logo on it, and it looked for my personal details. I found it all very strange because I'd been at home working all day. No one came to the door and I wasn't expecting a delivery. So on closer inspection, I looked at the email address and it looked really fishy. So I contacted DPD, which is Ireland's largest courier company. It confirmed the email was a fake. It said there had been a spate of these types of emails and was warning about them on their website. I talked to its chief information officer, Colin Kennedy.
What we've seen, at least for every communication and every variation of this email, that they use the exact same parcel and tracking number in every single email and ends with 8988. And they're just asking the consumer to come onto a website and to update the delivery address or instead to pay more money to get something delivered. Since COVID, there's been a tremendous increase in the online shopping. A lot of us have spent a lot more time online. With that growth, we've also witnessed an increase in fraudulent activity. And we've advised consumers at all time to engage with the Gardaí where they've seen this happening.
Cian, DPD is not the only company affected by this.
Yeah, that's correct, Brian. OnPost has been targeted just like DPD and other companies too. Here's the head of communications at OnPost, Anna McHugh.
Emails and text messages about deliveries looking for additional charges in order to make a delivery. Also another one around your TV license, maybe saying you've won a prize.
You're monitoring different scams and you're trying to hit them before they snowball into anything.
Yeah, we have a company, a brand protection service that monitors all of the online activity with our brand round the clock. And when they come across any of these scam emails or texts, they immediately take them down.
The Revenue Commissioners has been targeted many times too, and it often issues advisories reminding people about these types of scams. Here's Leanne O'Kelly from the Revenue Commissioners.
Revenue issues these reminders because of the ongoing circulation of fraudulent emails and text messages that purport to come from Revenue, and often they can be offering a refund of tax or requesting a payment for tax owing. These emails and text messages do not come from Revenue. They're random contacts from fraudsters who are trying to trick people into providing personal information. So it's really important that we issue these reminders and let taxpayers know that we never send emails or even text messages requiring the provisional of personal information, whether that be via a link, a pop-up window or a reply email.
Cian, what are the Gardaí saying about all this?
On Garda Síoc, Anna, it's calling for the general public to be vigilant. It says the pandemic has brought an increase in this type of activity. Here's Detective Chief Superintendent Patrick Lorden of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau.
We're seeing a dramatic increase in this type of activity, Cian, especially since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I suppose the message we really need to give out is that whether it's a text message or an email, no delivery company, no financial institution or Revenue or anybody else or in Garda Síochána will ask for your bank details or your PIN numbers to be supplied either by text or by email. They will not ask for those details.
Some of these scams are quite sophisticated and they're coming from what appear to be banks.
Yes, Cian, we had a scam a couple of weeks ago where very, very effective text messages were going to everybody, both bank customers and non-bank customers. But some of the bank customers fell for the scam in that the scam said your card had been compromised at a store or online and you were required to cut up your bank card and post it to an address. However, if you wanted to retain the same PIN number, you were to send the PIN number back by way of a text message to the bank. It looked really well, looked really professional, and quite a substantial amount of people did cut up their card, did send back the card to an address, which was a private address, I must add, which should have raised a flag with a lot of people. But then all of a sudden, the criminal was in possession of your bank card, which he was able to pin back together because it was only cut in two halves. And he was also in possession of your security number on the back of it. And he was in possession of your PIN number. But we were quite proactive with the banks involved. And we carried out some searches of the addresses where people were asked to send the cards back to. And it seems to have almost wiped it out and disrupted that method of committing these crimes very, very quickly.
Well, the people behind these scams change them as quickly as they invent them. And the latest scam is targeting potential staycationers. It involves cloned and fake websites. Again, here's the Detective Chief Superintendent.
The criminal gangs that are behind these scams are very organized, and they always are ahead of the curve. So, for example, at the moment, what we're seeing is quite a substantial amount of people looking to buy a new camper van, a new caravan, or a new small pleasure boat. Obviously, a lot of people plan to holiday in Ireland this year. And we have seen websites set up, bogus websites, cloned websites, and the criminal gangs behind them are asking you to send them a deposit for your new camper van or your new boat. And lo and behold, you never see the product and your money is gone.
And are you aware of people who've had that unfortunate experience?
Yes, we are. We are. The same criminal gang that we have targeted for quite a substantial period of time now. Historically, they were selling maybe classic cars or selling tractors, and now they're moving on to the items that are more in demand, I suppose, from the public. And people are a little bit, I suppose, careless in that they will send money if the deal is good. They will send money online, only to find out 2 weeks later the product doesn't arrive. And I would urge people to please deal with reputable businesses. Consider this. If the person said, I'm at the back end of a car park, will you just drop me down 2,000 euros and I'll supply you with the car or the camper van in a week's time? Would you do it? You wouldn't. But for some reason, when people are online, they trust the computer in front of them, and they shouldn't do that.
Detective Chief Superintendent Patrick Lorden of the Garda National Economic Crime Bureau there. The advice is clear from Gardaí: stop and think before you pay money over online.